This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Mara Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loperlink and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. So stay tuned while the guys are in studio for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we've got a busy Wednesday getting you up to a Husker lunch in Grand Island today. We're here in studio. Steve Sipple will be at Schroeder's Smoke Foods at 12 noon. A lot to talk about with the Huskers' big win, getting a first-place vote, and now everything seems to be settled with Nebraska's buyout of the Big 12 Conference and on to the Big 10. It sounds like a big number, but evidently in Lincoln it's not a big number. $9.255 million.
And $3 million more than Colorado will have to pay, but that's just the way it is because Nebraska gets that much more than Colorado.
Yeah, you,
ha!
Democracy in action.
There you go. Ha, Colorado. Feel that. $3 million.
We'll talk to Sipple later on in the show today. Up next, Daryl Morris is going to join us for our weekly Loper Lunch here on this Wednesday. Talk about where they are at in the football season, and their first road conference game is coming up. Plus, Wednesday means Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. So that's all coming up, plus a couple of special guests in studio a little bit later on. And Tony, last night, a lot of cool things went on, but, you know, we can't start with football this time. We have to start with volleyball. An outstanding match last night in Wayne, and Alan Vancura wins career match number 700 last night at Hastings St. Cecilia. UNK looked like they were going to get things turned around up at Wayne State after winning the fourth set 25-16, but it was not to be.
Yeah, it ended in five. You know what, I think going up there on the road, role reversal there for the first time ever. Wayne State was a higher-ranked team. You know, on their home floor, I think that's what you're supposed to do if you're the third-ranked team in the country. I think a lot of that love was after that premier tournament where they went undefeated. It was one of those deals where they jumped up and maybe caught some people off a little bit by surprise. But let's be honest, they didn't catch the Lopers by surprise last night. Just couldn't find a way to get it done late.
Well, some very close sets early on. 30-28, 25-27. 25-22, 16-25, and 15-12. First win since 06 for Wayne over UNK. The Lopers return home to take on Colorado Springs and Colorado Mines this weekend.
You got to think that's just one of the games UNK will play once the regions are set. Could be one of those deals to get you to advance to the tournament you want to get to.
Cool.
What?
Awesome.
Well, the way they do the regional deal is so screwed up.
Just some of the things you say, they're so in-depth, they make me think.
Well, the Division II, the way it's set up, you got to play people around you because the best eight don't always get there. And if you are two of the best eight, those two will be split up and have to meet before that.
Well, they're the toughest region in the country with numerous top 25 teams in that region. That's what hurts a little bit, too, losing to Wayne. It'll all come together, though, by the end of the season. Nebraska volleyball tonight ranked fourth. They'll take on a 10-3 Kansas team on the Breeze, 94.5 FM at 7 o'clock. Former Aurora Husky Jesse Allen is part of this Kansas Jayhawk team. And Nebraska has picked up a recruit in Nicole Walsh. Her sister plays for Wisconsin and thought that it would be cool to come to Nebraska and they could play each other in the Big Ten for the next 4 years.
Is she ever going to see the floor?
6'2", junior outside middle blocker. Still has another year in high school. So, yeah, I'm guessing so. She plays on the number 9 team, not in Florida, but in the country. Number 9 team in the country. 6'2". She's okay. She's
worth it. Was there ever a 6'2" girl 20 years ago? Is this the first time in history? That's all. It's just a recruit. I mean, every one of these girls Nebraska gets, John Cook gets, is 6'1", 6'2", left-handed, outside hitters. You know, Sarah Pavan-esque. You never heard of that 15 years ago. Now all of a sudden, everyone they get's like that. And I guess if you're going to play for one of the, I guess there's only a select few out there, and you're going to play for four teams in the country, Penn State, Nebraska, or Texas, or one of those elite teams, I guess that's where you go.
Well, maybe you ought to make a wish.
That's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a little Make-A-Wish here. They have the annual barbecue's going up.
See, two things that you talk food and making wishes. That's why you're so fired up about this. I didn't realize that there was a barbecue.
Yes, it's a yearly event. Goes on this time. October 9th is the date. Becky Sterling, Tanya Wagner join us right now in studio. Ladies, we're more than grateful to have you in to tell us about this wonderful event. Tickets are still available, as I understand.
They are still available. You can get on our website. It's www.bluejeanbbqcarney.com, or you can call down to the Make-A-Wish office at 234-6612. Tickets are $40, and you can call all this week and next.
Now, this is an event that started, what, just a couple years ago and keeps growing, but it's an event that started in the fall, played an off day of the Husker game, and that's basically when the weekend is.
Right. There's no home game. It's October 9th on Saturday, and tickets are $40.
We have it out at the event center again?
Nope, it's out at the Buffalo County Extension Building. So the OK but Sisters.
That's the way you pointed, though.
I was there last year.
You pointed that way, but you said that way.
It was the general direction.
I apologize for that. All this money, and a great amount of money was raised a year ago when I was there. Wonderful, wonderful time. I actually had some of the kids there that had been granted wishes.
Right.
It's just a fabulous turnout. But tell us a little bit about that, because that brings so much emotion into the event and such a great deal. People can actually see the rewards that these children get and the looks on their faces.
Right. We'll be targeting making 15 children's wishes. That's the goal of this event, to raise $75,000, which grants 15 kids their wishes. And as part of the event program, we'll get to hear from a wish child and family, their experiences, and the experience was meeting President Obama. So there are big wishes that get granted.
Really?
Maybe this year they're going to want to wish to see you.
Well, you know what? I'd love to grant that wish. Spend a day with Daddy. Boy, that'd be exciting.
Lots of napping and fishing and petting dogs.
There you go. You know what's so great about Make-A-Wish? It's one of my favorite charities because all the money, you know where it goes. You see the results of it right here in the community. And I think that's something that varies from other charities out there. But to get to see the people that receive these, I know the Dahlke family was there last year. They were just ecstatic with the way that everything went.
Right. And then this year we're going to have, like Becky had mentioned, the family. They're from Scotts Bluff. And so we'll get to meet that family and listen to their story. And it's just, it's heart-wrenching, but yet it's great to see a reward for your efforts for all the fundraising.
Gals, folks always want to know, how do you come up with the families or the kids or the folks that you can help benefit? How do they contact your organization? How do you guys make the decisions as to who receives what?
You know what the criteria is that these children unfortunately have to have a life-threatening disease. Of course, it's a medical issue that goes into play, and then the Make-A-Wish Foundation works with the medical community, works with families, works with a lot of outreach organizations that then contact Make-A-Wish, and they get involved and help really process the wishes of the children, the paperwork, all the arduous aspects of it that go into getting a wish granted.
How because it's such a huge organization now, who has to contact who to get to see President Obama or to go to a Husker game or to go to Disneyland? I mean, everybody's wishes are to get a playground in their backyard. I mean, there's been so many different. What happens after that as far as getting these wishes granted?
You know, I think Make-A-Wish is just such a huge network now that, you know, it's just, I think now everybody's established their contacts, and so now it's kind of, they know who to contact for this and that, and, you know, they just kind of go from there.
How many offices are there in Nebraska now?
They have the Omaha office, the Lincoln office, and Hannah handles everyone else. She handles Western Nebraska.
Well, this is, again, an outstanding organization. Again, tell us, we'll reiterate what we've got coming up. What's our next event one more time?
Saturday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at the Buffalo County Extension Building. Tommy Frazier will be emceeing. The OK Sisters will be the entertainment, and Skier Barnes will be providing food, and we'll have silent and live auction items.
I know Tommy's been big with this since it started here with the Kearney chapter, and there's no Husker game on that 9th, so you don't have to worry about that. The game is that Thursday, so everybody can kind of circle the date on their calendar, and hopefully a big event. I guess just what can they expect when they get, when they're out there on that Saturday night? What are some of the things that, again, will be going on?
You know, we'll start the evening off with open bar silent auction items. We have a lot of great items that people will be able to bid on. There's a new event. We're bringing in a jewelry bar. We have 35 select jewelry items that will go as part of the silent auction.
You don't have to bring your wife if you're afraid of things like this.
No, this sounds like a 50-50 equal opportunity, Daddy. You can send Suzanne over to the jewelry bar. You'll be at the open bar. It sounds like a hell of a deal right there. I mean, they've got to figure it out. Other things that are going on, or I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. And then again, you'll get to meet one of the families that have had a wish granted, and then we'll focus the program on other wish children and why we're there to raise the money. And then we'll go into the live auction, and we have some outstanding trips. We have a package to Las Vegas, including airfare, a condominium in Breckenridge, Colorado, tickets to watch the Husker volleyball team. So we have a lot of items that will go over well in this area. And then we'll go right into the dance. That'll be, you know, that's how we'll close the evening with the OK Sisters.
A lot of excitement. October 9th, 6:30, Buffalo County Extension Building. For more information, website one more time, ladies, is
www.bluejeanbbqkearney.com.
Outstanding. Ladies, best of luck. October 9th, again, is the date. Barbecue, bar, dancing,
jewelry,
helping kids. What else could you want, folks? It's going to be great for the Make-A-Wish. Best of luck with the fundraiser on October 9th, and hope to see you out there.
Thanks for having
us.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to talk some Loper football. We're going to talk some Husker football, some high school football, and a lot more right after this.
A message to all of you who don't have blazing foot speed and supernatural strength. You're probably not going to get a football scholarship. But you do have a chance to win some tuition this college football season in Dr. Pepper's $1 million tuition giveaway. Go to drpepper.com. Tell us why you should be one of the winners. There's nothing like a free ride. There's nothing like a pepper. No purchase necessary. Go to drpepper.com for details.
When pain strikes, put on a Salon Pause pain relief or arthritis patch and join the pain-free movement. Salon Pause is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter pain relief patch. Two powerful active ingredients go right where it hurts, reducing inflammation and relieving mild to moderate pain for up to 12 hours. Millions are joining the pain-free movement. Now, it's your turn. Salon Pause.
Salon Pause.
Available at CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Duane Reade.
For generations, Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry products. Both locations now offer Pavestone segmental pavers to beautify your driveway, patio, sitting area, or unique landscaping project. Call on our professional staff for design help. Take advantage of our years of combined experience at no extra cost to you. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Our hidden microphones have captured Doug and Daddy planning for their pick'em contest every Friday. This is what goes on in the great minds of football prognostication.
Everywhere I turn, football, football.
Why must you needlessly complicate everything?
So I should probably pee first?
Throw me a freaking bone here.
We're artists. Every Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can pick against these guys, and you might win a Toshiba laptop computer at the end of the season from ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. That'll be a cinch.
We'll see occasional sunshine develop across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower storm with high temperatures around 88. South winds develop and increase to 15 to 30 this afternoon. Temperatures fall to 69 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday where it's Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Big Burger every Wednesday night.
Doesn't matter. Totally Jack Burger. It's the same price. They're all the same price on Burger Night.
Legendary. Mushroom Burger, Bacon Burger, just $5 for burger and fries off the menu from 5 until 10 tonight at the Chicken Coop. Stop by, watch Major League Baseball as they're heading down the home stretch and all these pennant races. Of course, all of your favorite college and NFL games are on. Whatever you want to watch, they'll get it on for you. Maybe it's not an area team. Maybe you want to watch Rufus beat up on a Brutus, you know. I think Peter Yazvak was the man in the Ohio Bobcat uniform this weekend, but it's the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. What was Peter doing?
I don't know, but the guy lost his actually lost his mind for just a little bit. Lost his mind, and if you haven't saw the mascots getting into it, just a weird deal before the Ohio State-Ohio game on Saturday. A lot of people laughed about it. Of course, the kid from the Bobcat will be removed from the costume. He will no longer be in that costume.
Well, he's not a student there.
He didn't care. He just wanted to beat up Brutus.
He had the whole thing planned out. The whole thing planned out, and he has no repercussion after this.
That's what kind of makes you chuckle about it. The kid was, he outwitted him. I guess he wanted to beat up Brutus didn't like Brutus, so he beat up Brutus on the field. One of those deals.
Huh. Interesting. Real interesting. That's interesting. So there you go. Congratulations to, because Ohio State then beat them up on the field.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
No, wasn't so good for Noah and the boys. Although he was on the highlights trying to catch some of those nasty little Buckeyes. They ran away from him in all the highlights I saw.
Yeah, they were running down the sideline early and often.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters of Huskerland Prep Report, Bob Jensen joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show for our Wednesday breakdown of high school football across the area and the state. And a good morning to you, Robert.
Duda, Daddy, good morning. Smoked meats nearby, huh? You guys are in pretty good shape. Let's get this over with. I'm certain that's the theme of the day.
Yeah, Daddy's fired up. He's got Schroeder's today. He's got the Make-A-Wish in a couple of weeks. It's all food. It's all meat for the Daddy. Well, no. You're ready. Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was just going to say that Make-A-Wish, smoked meat, and Daddy all in one sentence just seems right. It just does. So... maybe make your own wish.
I
good for you.
Your column of what's right and what's not a whole lot different than mine. But anyway, Bob, let's go back to last week's games. There was a nice little shakeup there in Class A, and let's start there.
Well, you know, it seems kind of weird for people that follow Class A football to think of Millard North as kind of some sort of up-and-coming program. They so dominated the first half of this decade down there at Memorial Stadium, but they've gone away, man. These last couple of years have not been good, and I know you can talk about injuries and all this sort of thing, but if you're as good as everybody thought you were going to be and then to fall so desperately short, 2 years, play one playoff game, lose that by 11 points, that's not what people come to expect. Last week, and I talked to Coach Fred Petito there from Millard North earlier in the week, he said this team is just playing a lot more physical, which just seems weird to be talking about because Millard North's always physical. But and then the other night, they really mixed things up with some of their defensive coverages. It threw Chase Headley, the latest great quarterback at Millard South, for a loop. He was discombobulated all week. The offensive line for Millard North took over the game, and they won it. And so really, yeah, up until last Friday, Millard South had everybody, they had me believing it, that they were a lot better than everybody else, and not to say that a second time around they might not beat Millard North, but that's getting the cart ahead of the horse a little bit too. Right now, there's just a lot of hands in that pot, and it still looks like it comes back to the three Millard schools: Millard North, Millard South, Millard West, probably in that order right now. And then the interloper in that group is Omaha Westside, which played only one really meaningful game so far, but they beat Prep, and so I don't know. That's kind of an odd look, but for right now, Millard North seems to be the answer, at least until we play some more football.
Well, Bob, certainly hope Brandon Cool doesn't think we're the jinx, but that's all we had to do is talk about them going undefeated last week and find themselves on the short one of a wild, wild finish.
That hurt, man. I tell you what, I was driving home from my ball games the other night and just listening to how that was shaken down, and that's tough. I mean, that's beyond tough. You give up a 28-point first quarter lead, that's real tough to swallow. I guess the thing is this: kids are resilient. You know, kids are resilient. Kids are a lot more resilient than adults. That's true. And I don't think this is going to be the kind of loss that paralyzes Kearney for the rest of the season. And the thing is that Bellevue West has got a good football team. They have a lot of experience back from last year, much more than Kearney. And I realize that 3-4 games in the season, that argument's kind of got to go away. And really, there's no real excuse for giving up a 28-point lead. I think Brandon would certainly agree with that, too. But I think Kearney will be all right after this. I'm kind of curious to see what happens with Bellevue West, because that is a team, like I said, that's got a lot of experience. It's got its whole backfield back from last year, and they've got some real nice juniors on that team. But having said all that, that was pretty tough to listen to, and so hopefully Kearney will be able to get it back on track.
Well, we take a look at some of the teams that did some good things last week. Hastings and Grand Island Northwest get their first wins of the season. Shelton is 3-1. We talked about Gibbon last week. How about Shelton? They're 3-1. Plus, I had one more here, Bob, and of course, why would it slide right by me as usual? But you got some teams that are doing some good things. Sutton, who I had to go back as I was making my picks, Daddy and I, for the Hastings trip this week. You had Sutton not doing so well in their district, and they're off to an okay start. Are there any other teams across the state that we haven't talked about that are catching your eye?
Well, there are, but those teams that you talk about, I'd like to take a second there. The thing about Sutton, one of the things that a guy can't account for, I mean, here's the deal: they lose Mike Schaaf, okay, and Mike Schaaf is a huge factor on any team that he's going to play on. Like he'll play down there at Cambridge. He leaves, and you're left with, frankly, a bunch of undersized guys who haven't won very much. So you're left thinking, well, what can possibly go on? Well, Coach Steve Raymer down there has apparently got their attention, because he was a real successful coach before he got to Sutton, and he's got them not just they won a couple games, but the one that they lost they could have very easily won against Blue Hill. That's tremendous. The thing about Hastings, it isn't just that they won; they scored a lot of points. That has not been the MO for Hastings football. I mean, Hastings, when they win with defense, and the offense got loose the other night, and Brady Rutt's one of those It's just a he's just a freak. I mean, he's not a very big guy. He's a tremendous discus thrower. He's a really good athlete. He got out in the open and made Seward pay, and that's a great win for Coach Rebarger and his bunch. And then Northwest, you know, we talked to actually the day that I subbed. On the show, we talked with Kevin Stein, the new head coach at Northwest, and Well, the thing is that they certainly have got a new lease with that last second win. Coach Stein is a really good coach, and he brings a winning pedigree. He's going to make that a better football team, and this was a step in the right direction. And then finally, that thing with Shelton, that goes to this week. Shelton's going to play Axtell. Somebody's 3-1, and somebody else is 1-3. You pick who's 1-3. Well, it's Axtell, and I'm really happy for what's going on at Shelton. You know, Luke Glenn has had some awfully big games early in the season behind what must be an improved offensive line. I haven't had a chance to see them firsthand. I have seen Axtell, and Axtell's athletic. They've just played a meat grinder right out of the gate. I still like Axtell to win that game. I liked Custer going into the Little Bighorn, though, so I don't know what that means.
Had a caller wanting your thoughts on Holdridge. Bob called while you're on the line here. Wanted to know your thoughts about Holdridge.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Holdridge is playing winning football. It wasn't all that long ago, before Jason Hale got there, that everybody wanted to line Holdridge up for homecoming, because you had a pretty good shot. Well, since Hale came to town, the football program has been taken seriously. Kids play, they play hard. And then this team, even though they only won two games last year, they got like 17, you know, starters at 17 positions. I interviewed Robbie Allman this week, okay? He's the quarterback down at Holdridge, and he's a pretty cool customer. It's always interesting when you interview a high school kid because you never quite know what you're going to get. Well, Robbie's got a lot of composure. He's a real smart kid. And then Coach, you know, Coach talks about his ability to throw the ball and to lead the team, really important. To answer the question, Holdridge is better than I thought they'd be. I knew they'd be improved. There's just no way they wouldn't. You've got a proven coaching staff and a lot of experience, plus your quarterback coming back. But now they're 4-0, and you start thinking big thoughts. I mean, I talked to Robbie the other day, and he didn't shy away from the idea, you know, they want to play McCook. You know, granted, there's some games to play between now and then. They got Sydney this week, which should be a pretty easy win. Sydney's struggling real badly right now. But, you know, they're thinking big things at Holdridge. And you guys are just like me. I'm sure when I think about Holdridge McCook, I think about that night a few years ago when Van Epperen and Wells and those kids were playing down at Holdridge, and that place was packed. That was one of the most exciting high school atmospheres I've ever been around.
Bob Jensen of Husqvarna Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, before the year starts, you always put out your top 30 games. Two of them in your top 10 are this weekend. Bishop Newman, Ashland Greenwood, number 2, and at number 10, Hardington CC at Ponca.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that. If a guy needs to consider retraction, that's the trouble with the printed word. You guys say something on the air, people forget about it. I write it down, it lasts forever. Taking them backwards, Cedar Catholic last week, and I saw them on opening week, and they are young. They have very little returning experience, but, man, this is Cedar Catholic. They're always good. Well, they got shut out last week by West Holt. And not only did they get shut out, they got beat up. And so they're going to go play Ponca, who lost to Stanton last week in a battle of unbeaten teams. And I don't know, Cedar really needs a good performance there. Ponca lost a lot of people. They lost their All-State running back, but they've got a nice line coming back. You know, they're going to be a playoff team that probably wins a game. Don't know what to make. You know, I'll be real curious to see what happens with Cedar now, see how they can compete this week after having such trouble last week. And then the other game, that is just a jewel. Bishop Newman and Ashland, that is a good game. I believe the clean way to put that is that's a spirited rivalry is what that is. And Newman was good last year. They weren't Newman good, but they were good. They did beat Ashland Greenwood, though. And now Ashland brings all these kids back. They brought back a kid from injury, a running back by the name of Jake Nicholson, 6 foot, 200 pounds, who was really good as a sophomore. He missed last year with injuries, and he's back. And Ashland's the real deal, and that will be a really, really good ball game. And I would suppose that, you know, using the usual standards, you always pick Newman, but Newman's going to have to work on Friday night.
Bob had a caller yesterday, and I said I'd mention it to you today to just address in general terms. He was somewhat upset that a 3-0 Gibbon team had not cracked anybody's top 10 yet. And I tried to do my best to soothe him by saying, well, there's two things. Gibbon hadn't played anybody. And when you've got teams like a Shelton, like a Gibbon, like a Deschler, you've told me a few of the teams as well that have not had success, not for a while, but for decades. It's going to take even longer for them to make believers out of the folks that run the rankings, because you're not... A, you're really not paying attention to teams that come out of nowhere the first couple of weeks, and you start to pay attention. You rate these teams every week. How do you handle situations like that? I guess everybody wants to see their kid's name in the paper once, or their school, and not necessarily their kids, but their kids and their community in the paper and on the radio when they finally are doing some good things.
Oh, yeah, and see, there's nobody more than me than maybe you guys who wants to see good things happen for Gibbon. You know, that program has been down in the dumps for a long time, but there's another team that's got a lot of experience back. I mean, a lot of experience. In fact, we did a story this week on Chad Hartman, who's one, for my money, one of the underrated linemen in C1. So Gibbon, take that for what it's worth. But it is a fact that to this point, Gibbon hasn't played anybody that's won a ball game yet. They're going to play Sandy Creek this week. They should win that ball game, I would think. They're 1-2. They're going to play Lincoln Lutheran next week, which is a better team. They're 1-2, but they've played some good competition. And then they'll get Minden and Central Catholic at the end of the year. All right, so there's still chances for them to do something. But you know, I don't see them as a state ranking team yet. It doesn't mean it can't happen, but I tell you what, I might get off that just a little bit if I'm Gibbon and just really enjoy being 3-0 and take care of business this week against Sandy Creek. And you know, now you're looking at 4-0, and I don't know the last time Gibbon was any good, Jim Langan was wearing a uniform. I mean, that's how long ago it's been. And so this is all good for Gibbon. Hopefully they can keep it going.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. Let me throw it out, Bob. I had a hell of a time trying to pick a game to do this week. From trying to do that, find somebody that we haven't done before, and just finding maybe a competitive football game. This so far looks like the ultimate weeks of haves and have-nots right in our backyard. I think it's a little better when you get maybe a little farther to the east. Is this the first week where we're really going to have to look to see an upset somewhere?
Well, you know, the one thing I'm certain, and you are too, there'll be upsets on Friday, because there always are. It just depends on, I mean, I've logged, for instance, that Cedar Catholic game we were talking about. There's no way. That's one of those deals where I look at the score and go, oh, somebody wrote it down wrong. You know, there's no way, but they did it. Well, there'll be some stuff like that. I don't know. As far as the haves and have-nots, we're going to see some of that, because I'll be honest, there's some of these classes where there's just not very much depth at the top of the class. It's one of those deals where, you know, C1's a really good example. I mean, there just are not as many outstanding C1 teams. You know, usually that is the mother load. C1, you know, you go through the top 7-8 teams and, you know, you got to stretch it maybe a little bit, but you're thinking all those teams could wind up in the state finals if they wind up, you know, getting the right draw, you know, going east, west, whatever it needs to be. That's not happening. You know, I was talking to some friends of mine this morning about 8-man football, and they happen to be from a D1 school, and we were just talking about D1. And you know, when you compare D1 and D2, D2 is loaded. D2 is just absolutely stacked. Those first four and five teams are all exceptional. Now, in D1 they are too, but the drop-off from the top four teams in D1 is pretty steep. And the one in D2, it's not anywhere near that steep. And part of that has to do with our migration of schools downward. I mean, there just aren't as many schools moving up. You've got schools, you know, and of course the two examples we've used all year are having St. Cecilia in C2 and Howells in D2. I mean, this is new territory for both those schools. And so, you know, the thing is that trying to find the really good matchups every week, it does get increasingly difficult.
Bob Jensen of Husqvarna Pep. Bob, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday, as we always do here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time again, and enjoy your travels.
Yeah, you boys too. You guys do a good job.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Jensen, always love to hear from Bob, and every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Go to his website, HuskerlandPrepRivals.com. You can find out more, and you can find out more about how to be a millionaire at Prairie Hills next week. All you have to do is come out to beautiful Prairie Hills Golf Course, located between Pleasanton and Kearney. It's next Tuesday, September 28th through Friday, October 1st. Qualification starts each day at 8 a.m. Here's what happens. You give them $2, you get a swing. The 20 golfers that get closest to the hole qualify for the $1 million shootout Friday evening, October 1st at 6 p.m. The golfer closest to the hole during qualifications wins a membership valued at $1,000. And why do you think they call it a $1 million shootout?
Is it going to shoot for $1 million?
What if it goes in? What if it goes in? Each shot costs $2. Every time you buy a shot, you get entered into the drawing for a free membership. $2 could be a million. It's next week, Tuesday through Friday, at Prairie Hills Golf Course in Pleasanton. Maybe it'll be your day. Steve Sipple joins us from the Lincoln Journal Star next.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season, but my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
If a man's home is his castle, his deck is surely where he holds court. A century ago, men took to their decks to grease wagon axles or skin supper. Just because you use it for sipping tea or cooking on your stainless steel grill, that doesn't mean you should protect it any less. Use the same line of defense your forefathers have for 130 years, Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils make it a pro's trusted stain partner. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
When men get together, they relax over a cocktail and discuss the latest news from sports to pop culture. Now ESPN and Jim Beam have teamed up to bring this to life with the Next Round, served up by Jim Beam, featuring Scoop Jackson and guests. Just as friends talk sports and news over a cocktail at the local hangout, Scoop and guests do the same. The Next Round, served up by Jim Beam. Check it out on ESPN.com. Search Jim Beam. Jim Beam, the bourbon, says 1795. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2010, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see occasional sunshine develop across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower storm with high temperatures around 88. South winds develop and increase to 15 to 30 this afternoon. Temperatures fall to 69 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Cause we belong together.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Woo! Woo!
Hey, we're going to...
Oh, we're going to go today. Me and you going to go today. That's all there is to it. I'm jealous of Sip because he's away from you. Steve Sipple is next. Daddy?
Yes, he is next. Right now, we're going to talk about lunch. The lunch buffet at Godfather's Pizza, $6.50. That includes salad bar. That's right. The new Archway Plaza is where it's at. Hey, why don't you find Complete Nutrition? It's right behind that, the Archway Plaza, right there in the corner, conveniently waiting for you. $6.50. All the lunch buffets every day of the week. They've got new extended hours for your dining pleasure. 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, and 11 to 11 with delivery every day during store hours. Plus, ESPN's waiting for you on several big screen TVs while you eat. It just doesn't get any better than that. Godfather's Pizza in Kearney. Oh, 234-9444. If you want to order it today, delivery, dining, carry out. They've got it all. Godfather's Pizza is where it's at.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, getting ready for our Husker lunch in Grand Island today. Sip, have you ever wanted to dress up as a mascot just to take revenge on another school?
That was pretty funny. It was a good tackle. That guy's crazy. He had no remorse either. He is not remorseful. His apology was, I thought it was pretty funny, actually.
He'd been planning
that out.
He was
not really apologetic.
He planned that out for quite some time. That's a good plan the kid had, supposedly.
Yeah, he was a kind of a sociopath in some regards.
Well, Sip is in Grand Island today at Schroeder Smoke Foods, and we invite you to join Steve Sipple at the Conestoga Mall as he talks about the Washington game, where the Huskers are at. And I guess the big news now, Steve, is the settlement with the Big 12 Conference, $9.255 million being withheld. I think if folks just read it and listen to it, they might not quite understand what's going on. Explain to the fan out there what has happened in this settlement.
Well, I mean, the Big 12 is, you know, essentially withholding that dollar amount, $9.25 million, out of what would have been probably $19.4 million in revenue that Nebraska would have been due over a two-year period. So, you know, Nebraska's, it's an exit fee that's 48%, which is less than the 80% that was set out in the league bylaws. So, you know, I mean, they're essentially what we have is a compromise. Nebraska, you know, their mindset going in, Harvey Perlman's mindset going in was, well, in many ways, we don't know it. We shouldn't know anything in the context of the situation, which is mainly that Dan Beebe, the Big 12 commissioner, said when Nebraska and Colorado left that the remaining schools would be better off financially. So that's the context I'm talking about. But I don't know. I mean, this is a hit for Nebraska, but, you know, you look at it as a long-term investment, and that's the way those work out sometimes.
Steve Sipple from Lincoln Journal Star joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, first of all, thank you for calming my nerves last week about that game at Washington. I really appreciate that. And second of all, just kind of raving reviews about the Huskers. Did you see anything that concerned you at all last Saturday in Washington?
Not really. I mean, really. I mean, nothing that, no. They're pretty good. They're fairly complete. You know, they're not a perfect team. But you won't find, I don't know that you'll find one this year. You know, your teams, yeah, everybody talks about teams being able to slam the ball right at them, and that's something to watch. I wouldn't call it a concern, but I'd call it something to watch as we go forward. Carl Pelini has a good explanation for that. He said, look, there's a, in a sense, we give up some things in using more defensive backs, committing more defenders to the pass. We give up a little bit up front, and it's just the way we play. But what Carl Pelini said is that, and he said this after the game, he said, look, if someone wants just to line up and try to run at us, we'll adjust accordingly and be just fine. So we'll see. You know, we'll probably see that October 7th at Kansas State.
Steve, coach has to say the right things this week and try not to offend an outlandishly overmatched opponent in South Dakota State. And I'm sure if we keep this up, something will come back and bite us a little bit. But he keeps also having to say, we have got room to improve. We're going to get better. There's no way to tell in this game Saturday if they're better at anything, is there? It's going to be a tough one here to please the coach.
Yeah, Doug, you're right. Although, on the other hand, I don't think those coaches can just zone in on the individual player's execution, and they will be able to glean some things off that film that maybe we wouldn't see with the naked eye. So, in that regard, that's always a way to improve for, you know, each individual player still has to execute at a high level, do his job, you know, regardless of who the opponent is. So, it's a ball game. I mean, there's an opponent. So you got to line up and execute. So in that regard, I think it could be beneficial. But it's a bad matchup. I mean, just in a broader sense, it's not a good matchup because South Dakota State is really challenged offensively. I mean, I went up there and watched their spring game in a probably midlife crisis thing type of situation. But anyway, they had 14 three and outs. They had 14 three and outs that day. I mean, it was clear to me right away, just, you know, an observer, that they struggle at quarterback, and their offensive line didn't appear to be in sync at that point. And I just, you know, as well as Nebraska plays defensively, it's just a bad matchup.
Sibbett seems to be one of the players that was singled out this week. The question seemed to be about was Jeremiah Searles. You've wrote a little bit about his team-leading 9 pancake blocks. Are you surprised that Hardrick is not pushing him harder? This kid is basically taking that position.
Yeah, Searles is a good player, and he's very mature. I mean, you know, you look at the redshirt freshman classification, but if you meet him, I'll tell you what, he's one of the more mature individuals you'll meet at that age, and he play. You know, you can see it in that he plays both sides. You know, he can play left side, he can move over to the right, and not many redshirt freshmen are able to play one, let alone two spots. So, and he's a big, strong kid, and he had 9. You know, he had 9 pancake blocks against Washington, which led the team. So they're getting a lot. I mean, I just think he's, at this point, he's further along than Hardrick, but Hardrick's pushing him. I mean, there's nothing to say that Hardrick won't rise up and take the position if Searles would let up, which, you know, what we're talking about is exactly what Bo wants. That's what keeps those guys good, and that depth, I think we're seeing the benefits of that depth right now.
Steve, I know you can't stand the smell anymore. You want to get some of that barbecue in your belly, so we'll get you ready for the Husker lunch there at Schroeder Smoke Food, and we'll talk to you again next week. As always, thanks for the insight, and hopefully you got all the answers for the fans' questions today.
Yeah, I hope. I wish you guys were here. I did find it, though. Well, I'll see you soon, all right?
Sounds good, Sip. Take care, buddy.
All right.
Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star. He is at Schroeder Smoke Foods today for our Wednesday Husker lunch from 12 to 1. Stop by, enjoy a great meal. Sip will break down Washington, where the team's at. He'll answer all your questions, some comments on the settlement with the Big 12 Conference as well. And, of course, all of our Husker lunches brought to you in part by
Complete Nutrition. The fall kickoff special. They want to remind you again, 30% off all protein powders. Hey, you're into your games, your kid's a freshman or sophomore, not putting on the weight he needs, call or stop by Complete Nutrition today. Whether it's V-Core, Titan, or Goliath, not sure which one will work best for you? That's why they've got trained professionals. Stop by and see Jeff and the gang today. There's a new store coming soon to Grand Island. It's located here in Kearney, just north of Sunmark, or call them 338-1FIT, or online at CompleteNutrition.com. Hey, their mission is to help every one of their customers look for better, feel better, and perform better every day. Talk to Jeff and the gang. Complete Nutrition is where it's at.
888-455-ESPN, always the number to call, and we love your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Aaron and Kearney, who's always thinking, hey, guys, None of my buddies noted this until I said something, but did you see that the W on the Washington field? If not, go look at it. It was off center by a yard. At least. It made me mad. That's not the words he used. I don't know why it made me mad, but it did, said Aaron and Carney. Aaron, are you sure you weren't off center a little bit? Nobody else noticed it. You sure you weren't off center just a little bit? Just a little wee bit? Just a little bit there? Aaron also says, I know it's not the hot topic right now, but how much longer are we as Royal fans going to keep putting up with this crap? It seems like they've just conceded to the bigger markets. Just wondering what your thoughts are on that. Royals got a win last night, but when you see the Minnesota Twins clinch the division, it makes you wonder what if. Daddy, go Huskers and Royals, for now at least, Aaron and Carney.
Aaron, we're totally with you on that bandwagon, but you got to remember it's just part of a process. Get ready for the 2023 season. It's all going to come together by then.
Don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, fed by our friends at Burger King, home of Seattle's best iced coffee. Just $1.99 for vanilla or mocha. $2 doubles with bacon. $3. That's two for three. Or an icy frozen Coke or cherry Coke. All sizes now just $1. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Check them out at Burger King. Back with more, including our Loper Link next.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Steve Sippel, columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star, will have some spoken reaction to the Washington game. And he'll do it at the first name in the spoken word, Shorter Smoke Foods in Grand Island at the Conestoga Mall. Join us for another Big Red Lunch back in Grand Island this Wednesday at the food court, Conestoga Mall, Shorter Smoke Foods. Brought to you by Midas, Home Federal Savings Bank, and Complete Nutrition. The Big Red Lunch this week with Steve Sippel from Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 15.
Spoken.
We'll see occasional sunshine develop across the area today with an isolated chance of a shower storm with high temperatures around 88. South winds develop and increase to 15 to 30 this afternoon. Temperatures fall to 69 for a low tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Ernie Els elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame in the first year he's on the ballot. That struck me as weird. It just came down. He's won three whole majors.
Well, I would probably put him in the Hall of Fame, but why would he be? Why did he at a certain age or no? We don't know how they qualify for that. But
weird.
I think you'd wait till after your career's over usually before they let you in the Hall of Fame, wouldn't you?
No, not always.
Well,
Hey, time for our Wednesday Loper Link segment brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. So real, the coach might put you in. And by Russ Smith, Charter West National Bank. Let Russ help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. Don't forget the third annual UNK Women's Walk will be this Saturday on the UNK campus. The event, held every fall, well, at least for three falls, is a scholarship fundraiser designed to benefit Loper female student athletes. Once again, Carol Cope, Bob Saling are the co-signature sponsors of the two-hour event. Interested parties can still pre-register online at lopers.com. Click on the Women's Walk logo. A complete schedule of the events. Check in at 8:30. Got some music going, a few games. At 10 o'clock, the walk around campus. And it's not a long walk, mile. You get to see a whole bunch of things. They'll have breakfast after the walk, door prizes, and you'll be out of there by 11 o'clock. So that's going on for UNK. The soccer team is on the road this weekend. The volleyball team, after that tough five-set, great match, but came up short at Wayne. They're home Friday and Saturday at 7. And the football team is at Western State, where we hope they pick up and should pick up another win. Saturday, 2 o'clock, the kickoff.
Yeah, this is Pat Stewart's team. Pat Stewart, of course, has assisted on this staff for a long time. Now he's the head coach at Western State, went home to his alma mater to coach there. This team, I mentioned earlier in the week, I think I added up, they've been outscored 159-29 this year. Played Fort Hays and Montana State, and then Shattern. So they've faced quality opponents, but they've gotten crushed every time out. And I think the Lopers, man-on-man, just a better football team, and hopefully they'll be able to prevail.
So that's what's going on with the Lopers this week. Our Loper Link brought to you by the College Store, 1420 West 24th. You can stop by or check them out online, thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. And Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Did you want to do the theme? They have the loans at
Charter West National Bank.
Okay. I thought you were kind of fired up to do that, so there you go.
I'm looking forward to it. Douglas, they put Mike Vick back in to start at quarterback in Philadelphia. Big shock there. The only shock was after they were so adamant about yesterday, no, Kevin Kolb's our starter, we're going back with Kevin Kolb. Then I think they got the thing in last night. They were watching some more film going, that Vick's really fast. He really does some things against the defense. We got to have him. He gives you the best chance to win, doesn't he? Kolb sure the heck doesn't.
I think the owner might have something to say here.
Could have been.
And I don't agree that Kolb doesn't give him a chance to win. He played not even a half of football. He shined when Donovan McNabb was out.
It was against the Packers. Okay.
I don't think there's anything wrong with Kevin Kolb. Look at all the crap we've seen the first 2 weeks. How did Alex Smith look week one?
No, absolutely.
Week two.
Right.
You could pick a whole bunch of different guys that are better quarterbacks than that look good last week and didn't in week one or vice versa.
I guess I was just looking at the first half, Kevin compared to Michael.
Well, I said before the season started, Michael Vick is a starting quarterback in the National Football League, and he will be for the second week in a row. Kevin Kolb, also a starter, if you can find the right teams. There are so many teams that have different quarterbacks in week three than week one. I've never seen anything or heard anything like it. Joe DeMeo will be with us tomorrow from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. What do you do with all these quarterbacks? What do you do with if you've got some of these guys you thought maybe you took as a sleeper, you didn't take a quarterback in the first round, you don't have one of the big three or six quarterbacks, and you're struggling? So he's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Also, the head football coach, John Stiglmeyer, at South Dakota State, is going to join us on the program tomorrow.
Coach Stig, we're looking forward to that.
That is going to be such a beatdown Saturday. I mean, I remember thinking of, I mean, when Middle Tennessee State came in, Nicholls State came in, this just seems like it's going to be worse, and I don't really want it to be, but...
Look, this goes back to when we're talking in the summer on shows, and we're looking ahead towards schedules. You know, I said 2 years ago, we're surely not going to play that game. We're surely going to replace that game, help our neighbors in the north. They had a $500,000, I think, was a buyout clause to not have to play this game on Saturday. I thought, maybe we did it just because we were making some money and they were struggling. Here's a $500,000 gift. Thanks for signing the contract. We'll see you later. We'll pick up somebody. And then it never happened. Just surprised me. Just actually shocked me. And Jeff Jamrock left it alone. And, he, you know, Jeff Jamrock said in the paper yesterday, really never was a thought to getting out of this contract.
Talk more about the Huskers and meet up with your friends every night, especially Wednesday, at O'Malley's, the spot for good times every Wednesday on the Bricks, downtown Kearney Center, because it's burger night, $2 burgers, $1.50 fries, $1.50 draws from 5 to 8:30. Burger Night at O'Malley's is a tradition. It's their own form of a stimulus package. They've been doing it for years. It's the place to be because you know your friends are going to be there. Come down for happy hour. Say hi to Bethany and Shannon this Wednesday at O'Malley's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. There might be some other weirdos working back there still as well, but you know, the burgers are good. You can put a tomato on it. You can put lettuce. You can put pickles. They got onions. They got the whole side. Then maybe onion chips. People go crazy for those. The crisp cut fries. All kinds of good stuff. So there you go.
O'Malley's the place to be Wednesday nights, downtown Kearney Center.
And so there you go. Daddy, one thing before we get out of here. Congratulations to the Kearney Country Club Golf Squad, the Interclub State Champions for 2010, going out and beating Fremont in the semifinals and the Beatrice Country Club in the championship at Wild Horse on Monday. They're a little windy out there on Monday out there on the plains.
Our little Kearney golfers, you got a few names out there. Bedke, what, Ricky Smith, Greg Ernst?
I don't know how this team won. I will say that. I don't know how that team
won. Good job, guys. Bruce Elder. A few more, just Greg Davis up there as well. So congratulations, everybody that participated. Doug Mitchell involved. So congratulations, guys. That's quite an honor.
All right, we got to wrap things up. We're over time. Hope you enjoy the Husker lunch today. We will be back tomorrow on the program with the head football coach, John Stiglmeyer, at South Dakota State. Also, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Want to thank Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep joining us today. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star. Of course, don't forget about the Make-A-Wish coming up on October 9th. Thanks to the ladies that stopped in and filled us in on that. More coming up as the week progresses.
Hey, we're getting ready for another week of football right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Later in the week, you got a chance to beat Doug and I, our pigskin pick, and we're coming at you again. Only one qualifier yet. John from Kearney's in for that laptop computer from Premier Rental.
And the Omaha Nighthawks season opener, Friday, sellout at Rosenblatt Stadium. 24,000.
24,000. That'll be the highest league total, was 14,000 last week. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.